So we're going to move on now to the second of our three forums for tonight, our three panels. And this one is for the Office of Clerk of District Court, and we'd like to welcome the incumbent Paige Rhodes and Casey Rodriguez, who's opposing her in this election. And so without any more fuss, I'm going to pass back to Marcy and we will begin our questions.
Welcome to Paige and Casey. Thanks for coming and thanks for running. So I'm going to ask for an opening statement by our candidates, and we'll start with alphabetically. Oh man, Rhodes and Rodriguez, that's kind of, we had to go like more than one letter in. So Paige Rhodes, do you have an opening statement, and you have 1 minute.
I am the incumbent clerk of district court and president-elect of the Wyoming Clerks of District Court Association. My professional and life experiences have provided me with various perspectives and skills to serve and interact with the public effectively. Some of these experiences include working for the district court for over 7 years, serving on multiple boards as a juvenile mentor, working for prosecuting and defense attorneys, being a mother and foster parent, and being married to a former detention officer. I'm running for re-election because I'm passionate about my job. I've been effective in leading the office. I enjoy the team I work with, care about the work we do, and most importantly, the people that we serve. I am the right candidate for the position because I have experienced the position firsthand. I have what it takes to perform the responsibilities and duties, and I have successfully fulfilled those responsibilities during my term. And I would be honored to continue serving the people of Johnson County for years to come.
Thank you, Paige. Casey, do you have an opening statement? And you have 1 minute.
Can you guys hear me?
Okay, maybe pull it closer, a little closer.
How about now?
Good.
Well, thank you so much, 307 Net Radio, for having us, and thank you all for coming this evening. I am Casey Rodriguez, and I'm running for the district court clerk position. I'm seeking the position as district court clerk for the simple reasons that I love being part of this community, and I love interacting with the people in it. As the oldest of 5 children, I grew up understanding the value in hard work, working as a team, and the importance of building relationships and becoming a strong leader. I believe strongly in community involvement, and I would like the opportunity to apply my professional skills, my knowledge, and my experience in the legal field to bring effective change to the people of Johnson County.
Okay, thank you, Casey. We'll go to question number one, and you have 1 minute. We'll start with Paige. This job is very heavy on the clerical aspect and also requires constant attention to detail, and that doesn't suit every personality. What about this job appeals to you? 1 minute.
I've always been very organized, and I love everything that has to do with my job. I love serving the community. There are clerical pieces, and I enjoy working with all the programs that we work with. Definitely the people that come in for all of the different services that we provide. And so the clerical tasks are just part of that. There are a lot of other aspects to the job that I enjoy as well.
Okay, thank you, Paige. Casey, you'll have 1 minute, and here's the question. This job is very heavy on the clerical aspect and also requires constant attention to detail, and that does not suit every personality. What about this job appeals to you?
I have 10-plus combined years of experience in the legal field, 4.5 of which is in Johnson County. Through that, my years of experience, I have drafted tons of pleadings. I have a lot of knowledge in keeping accurate records in case files. As a legal assistant in the positions that I've had over the last 10 years, you have to pay a lot of attention to detail. You have to be very organized. It's in my wheelhouse. I've been doing it for a long time. So,
okay. Thank you, Casey. All right, question number two, and we'll start with Casey on this one, and you'll have 2 minutes. What in your previous experience has well prepared you for this role, and what areas would you further like to develop in the Clerk of District Court office?
Oh, geez. With all the combined years of experience in the legal field specifically, outside of that, I've had the opportunity to be a CASA advocate since 2017. I've worked very closely with a lot of the external and agencies that also support different resource aspects of the people in our community. I've served on several boards. I've spent a lot of time volunteering and building relationships with people in other agencies in our community. I just feel like in this position, those are really important aspects, and I feel that I would just continue to build on those.
Okay, thank you, Casey. Paige, you've got 2 minutes, and here's the question again. What in your previous experience has well prepared you for this role, and what area would you like to further develop in the Clerk of District Court office?
Well, thankfully, I don't have to public speak very often in my job. So my nerves are getting the best of me, and I apologize for that. But I have worked for over 7 years in the district court office, and throughout that time, I've been dedicated to learning all the positions of the office. I know what it takes to take care of the entry-level position, the chief deputy position, and the clerk position, and I have successfully worked in all of those positions. I have the necessary skills and certifications because of all of that training and being trained by the past clerk to fulfill the responsibilities of the position. I also worked for attorneys, and as it gave me some legal background and terminology and those things, it didn't necessarily prepare me for the position. When I came into the entry-level position, there was tons for me to learn. And even after I was there for 4 years, when I ran last time, I still had a lot to learn. I probably still do have a lot to learn, but I have been very dedicated to making sure that I learn every aspect of the job so that I can do it to the best of my ability to serve the public well.
Okay, thank you, Paige. All right, this next question, we'll start with Paige, and you'll have 2 minutes again. So this job requires constant attention to detail with priority put on accuracy. How do you keep on top of that, not only for yourself, but ensure high standards across the team?
So we have worked very hard at cross-training the team. And so everyone in my office is as cross-trained as possible so that we can do the best job and step in whenever anybody's not available. We also have, I have put some practices in place where we cross-check each other's work to work on the accuracy. And I guess that's the biggest part, yes.
Okay, thank you, Paige. Casey, 2 minutes, and I'll repeat the question. This job requires constant attention to detail with priority on accuracy. How do you keep on top of that, not only for yourself, but also to ensure high standards across your team?
I would agree with Paige in what she said. In my previous positions, we rely a lot on teamwork, double-checking. It's not offensive to have someone check your work to make sure these are people's lives that we're dealing with in district court. Accuracy is super important. I feel like we'll just repeat what you said, but it's a lot of teamwork, and I believe that if you are willing to be put in that place, it works very equally across the board.
Great. Thank you, Casey. All right. This question specifically is for Casey. Casey, if you get elected, the existing team will have a new boss. How would you handle the issues that would arise from that new change in leadership? And if possible, give some examples from your past that might support this. And you've got 2 minutes.
As someone who's worked with the team that's on the other side of the window on the outside from district court, I worked very well with them. I would hope that the integration would be smooth. I don't have plans on coming in and rustling all the things up. I'm sure that they have great antics in place, and I would just do my best to transition smoothly and be flexible and understanding to what's already in place.
Okay. Thank you, Casey. And Paige, this question is specifically for you, and you'll have 2 minutes. What priorities and changes, if any, would you make to your team, and what improvements would you like to see implemented?
The priorities I would have are continuing on focusing on office development and cross-training. It's a constant practice. Work on ensuring a smooth transition for the new district court judge, but also that has to do with my team as well. We have to figure out the best way to work with the judicial staff and the new judge, and we started working on that today when I had my first meeting with Judge Kervin, and I think that everything is off to a great start. We'll continue to strive for accuracy and consistency and efficiency as we have done, and maintain case files and records to the best of our ability. Maintaining a fiscally sound budget, continuing to do that, offering flexibility to our jurors. We have a new implemented jury management system and e-juror, so that gives them a lot more conveniences to turn in their paperwork and communicate with us. We will be converting to a new case management system, so it'll be a priority to make sure that that transition is smooth and that we prepare in the best way possible, and we are working with the Supreme Court staff to do that, and I'll make sure that everybody has the training that they need and so that we're ready for conversion.
Okay, thank you, Paige. All right, we're already through our questions. So each of you, and we'll start with Paige and then go to Casey. You have heard the other candidates speak, and if there are specific points you'd like to address or remark on, this is your opportunity. This is rebuttal. Please be specific, and you have 1 minute. If you don't want to, that's fine. We can skip this.
I don't really have much to say against what Casey has said. However, I do think that it would be very unfortunate if my team lost their leader, because I have worked very hard to develop a very cohesive team. We work very well together, and we're doing a very good job at what we do within the office, and I think that it would hurt Johnson County because the office would not be what it is now.
Okay, thank you, Paige. And Casey, you've heard the other candidates speak. If there are any specific points you'd like to address or remark upon, this is your opportunity to do so.
As somebody who has been on the other side of the window, whether it's been from a legal assistance standpoint or actually someone who has received services from the district court myself, I do appreciate the team that Paige has built. It is very cohesive and it runs very smoothly. But I would like to add that as someone who has been on the other side of the window, the person that has drafted the pleadings also kept track of, you know, timelines, rules, and dedicated my time to making sure that, you know, case files are in order. I believe that I could bring a different aspect to the inside of the district court.
Okay. Thank you, Casey. Now, we're just to your closing statements. So, Casey, we'll start with you. And you have 2 minutes for a closing statement.
To Paige, thanks so much. To all of you here tonight, thank you for coming. I very much appreciate the opportunity to be here this evening. I'm honored to be considered as a choice in the selection for the district court clerk. I believe very strongly that I have the knowledge and the skills and the willingness to learn every day to provide the citizens of Johnson County with a professional and positive experience when seeking services from the district court. And as I have said before, I believe strongly in community involvement.
I'm grateful to be a servant of the county and the community. I'll bring my passion for the community connection and apply my knowledge and experience in the legal field to bring effective change to the district court and provide the best and most professional services possible to the people of Johnson County.
Thank you, Casey. And Paige, you have up to 2 minutes for your closing statement.
I have the necessary foundation and experience to continue to perform the duties and responsibility of the clerk's position. Everything is running very smoothly and effectively in our office, and as the experienced candidate, I can ensure that there will be uninterrupted service for the people of Johnson County. I know what it takes to accomplish the many aspects of the position, and I have been successful in my role and responsibilities during my term. I would appreciate your continued trust and support, and would be very honored to be reelected as your clerk of district court.
Thank you, Paige.
Thank you very much, Paige and Casey. I would again remind you that if you want to listen to their individual interviews on 307netradio.com, those are published now, and also there's some written biographies and some words that they've prepared for you too, which cover slightly more than they were able to share with us this evening. Are there any questions from the audience for either of the candidates? I would be happy to entertain that. No, thank you very much. Oh, do you have a question, sir?
Casey, you talked about your legal experience prior to running the district office. What is that for?
So for the benefit of people in the back of the room, the question for Casey was, could she explain a little bit about her legal experience that she's had? She mentioned it during her comments. So Casey, would you tell us a little bit more about the detail? Thank you.
Prior to having any children, I worked for a 5-lawyer corporate law firm in Laramie for 6.5 years, and then I worked for Chris Wages here in Buffalo for a little over 4.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Oh, yes, please.
I'm curious to know Laramie firm.
Okay. Casey, could you name the Laramie firm you were with?
Yes. I worked for Kermit Brown and Bill Heiser, and then I also was a personal legal assistant to Mike Vang, who at the time was the number one DUI defense attorney in the state of Wyoming.
Thank you. Any other questions from the audience? Well, thank you very much, ladies, for your participation. We appreciate it very much.